Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us on this last program for 2017. Father Tim Smith is going to join us today, talk a little bit about his first few months as a priest and also looking ahead to 2018. He has some really wonderful ideas to help you get off to a good start for the new year. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Emily Leadham with the first and second reading. Deacon Roger Height with the Gospel.
A reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who revere his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you are also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. The Word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, a new sculpture entitled The Homeless Jesus sits outside St. Francis House in Sioux Falls, now where it was placed and unveiled recently. The sculpture was placed to remind those who see it of the reality of homelessness. The sculpture depicts Jesus as homeless and calls attention to the Lord's direction to care for the least of my brothers. A benefactor of St. Francis House made the sculpture possible. It is a fiberglass cast weighing more than a quarter ton. You can read and see more about the new sculpture outside the St. Francis House in Sioux Falls in the January edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese soon and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, the chairman of the U.S. Bishops Migration Committee and the heads of four Catholic agencies have urged the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to extend temporary protected status for El Salvador by 18 months. The TPS designation is for those who have come to the U.S. from certain countries because of a natural disaster, continuing armed conflict, criminal violence, or other extraordinary conditions. It authorizes employment and protection from deportation for about 320,000 people from 10 countries. Currently, the TPS status for the roughly 200,000 Salvadorans in the United States extends through March 9th, but a decision to extend or terminate TPS for a designated country must be made at least 60 days prior to the expiration date. For Salvadorans, the U.S. government must make that decision by January 8th. Terminating TPS for Salvadorans now would be inhumane and untenable because of current conditions in their home country, Catholic leaders said in a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
Thanks, Gene. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Father Tim Smith, who is an associate pastor at Cathedral of St. Joseph and one of the six who was ordained this last year. And as we do this program, Father, we're knowing that most people are going to hear it just right around New Year's time. And so we're going to take this opportunity to do a little look back, a little look forward for the coming year. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm really grateful to be here. And that's really where it starts as the new year is just looking back at all the things that God has done in our lives and being grateful for his work and then praying for a new year that it will continue in our day-to-day existence with him.
I'm sure as you look back, the first thing you think about is that special day when you and five of your brothers were ordained as priests for the church. I'm sure still is just very close to your heart.
Yeah, it really has been a whirlwind since that day and just a quick movement right into pastoral work here at the Cathedral Parish where I'm assigned. But each month we get to really revisit that day when me and my five classmates gather together and we spend a morning in prayer with one another and in conversation, doing some reading with each other and then sharing our experiences on how it's going as new priest. And so this next month, Bishop Swain will join us for that conversation as a six-month check-in, you know, just to see how everything's going. But that's a great experience at this the beauty of living priestly life is shared with one another in a friendship and a fraternity that we share with one another. And so that's a real gift that just keeps on giving as we make that commitment and living out our brotherhood with one another.
Well, it's such a unique thing that we had six in a year. That doesn't happen very often in the history of the diocese. It's only happened a few times. So for you guys to take advantage of that and then to support each other, that's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a commitment. It takes effort, you know, as we were spread about in different places, different cities. And so we've made that effort to travel to Mitchell and travel to Watertown and get together here in the parishes in Sioux Falls so that we can support each other and And we share the good things that have happened. But we also, we share our mistakes. And that's really a lot of fun to tell stories on each other. And, sure. Oh, I forgot to say the creed at Sunday Mass. You know, of course, the ushers were, you know, motioning to me, Father, you got to say the creed. Lots of little experiences like all of us have, which are human.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity to laugh with one another, but also they're learning opportunities too. And we've been trained well. We were trained to make sure we did all those things. But just as anyone in professional life knows, you learn while living it in actual practice. And so certainly in our priestly service and proclaiming the gospel to the people of Eastern South Dakota, we're learning a lot each and every day.
Has there been anything in these first months, these first 6 or 7 months of your priesthood that has either maybe surprised you or that you hadn't really anticipated?
I think one of the things that has really been confirmed for me is a conversation that I had with one of our senior priests here in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, Father Ed Pierce, a very supportive priest. And he told me that what you will discover is how good people are. Mm. And that has been proven time and again true, that when we're out doing priestly service, we're walking with people in their day-to-day life. Sometimes we're standing with others, men and women, children who are in the face of difficulties and also great joys in their relationship with Christ and the church, that it's a great opportunity to see God's grace at work in people's lives and to see how truly good people are and how they're seeking heaven each and every day.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that you've already kind of experienced that in these first months. I assume you can take that as almost a good confirmation that you made the right choice, that you heard God's call and it was the right voice you were listening to.
Well, certainly that is a confirmation, and also it's a sobering experience as well to see that there's a lot of work to be done in proclaiming the good news, as many others and all those who have gone before us, men and women in the church here in South Dakota, who have for really this legacy that of faith that they've passed on to us, that we're just participants in this ongoing legacy of sharing the faith and the gospel with people here, just for future generations, so that they too can know Jesus Christ and his plan of salvation. And what a gift that is for everyone involved.
I think about entering into this as you did, and as your five brothers did with you. And there are those in our world right now that would say, man, that's just the craziest decision you could make. You know, look at the world around you. Why would you do that? But I think what you guys do, and hopefully what we all do as people of faith, is we look around and go, well, we have to do this. The world needs us. We better be witnesses of Jesus Christ.
Certainly. And many people do get discouraged or overwhelmed, especially in our age of mass media and instant communication. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, points us out on a regular basis on how we live in a new emerging culture where news and information travels faster than it ever has before. And in the same token, we also lift up the gospel. We lift up Jesus's words and teachings for the rest of the world, and that message consistently proclaimed for these 2,000 years is still a solution to all the difficulties and challenges in human life. Mm. And that's the joy of the gospel that the Holy Father has proclaimed and that we continue to try to put forward in the world. And that is the answer to the problems. That's the answer to the difficulties that we have. Certainly, it's not going to be easy, but the solution is always Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit working in the lives of the faithful. And we just want to continue to point people towards that good news of Jesus.
Yeah, and to be that kind of beacon, if you will, so that they see it and they're attracted to it. And I think people are if they give it a chance. So
yeah, and great conversations with people in and around Sioux Falls. And sometimes, whether it's you're getting your oil changed or just going around the community and your priestly identity shines forth in the world, it is a little different. People don't see young clergy around in the world as often they do, especially when we all go out to dinner together at one of the local little pubs or restaurants in downtown Sioux Falls. And it's an opportunity for people to recognize that, yeah, the Lord is still working in the world today. He's working in the lives of young people, all the people that are still responding to the message of the gospel. Of course, he's continuing that work that was begun by all our parents and grandparents who laid those seeds of faith in our souls and brought us to the church so that we can know Jesus.
Well, I know there are some who say, gosh, I'm just glad 2017 is coming to an end. It was a tough year in a lot of ways for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think just the ongoing kind of political battles that seem to be never ending are wearing on people. And so they're ready to in a sense, turn the page and look to 2018. But things don't automatically change just because the calendar changes. And so we have to work at that a little bit, don't we?
Well, certainly, you know, all of us have a role to play in God's plan of redeeming and sanctifying, which is making holy the world and putting forth that message of the gospel. And so each one of us, no matter what our age or our state of life or what our vocation is, that when we live out God's will to its fullness in our lives, and we strive to do that with his help, with the help of his grace that we receive sacramentally, as well as gratuitously, freely, God bestows gifts upon his people. And that when we cooperate and seek to do God's will, great things happen. And so we don't need not be discouraged, but we can take an encouragement from the words of St. Paul and sacred scripture to know that his grace is sufficient for us, and that we too, no matter what the difficulties or disagreements or hardships or turmoils that exist in the world or even in our country, that Jesus Christ is the answer and that he is the source of our salvation and also unity that comes from being brothers and sisters in Christ.
So there's some tools maybe that people can use to do exactly what you're just talking about. And when you and I are talking before this program, we're talking about, maybe we talk about in a sense some new beginnings as we enter into 2018. And there's some tools that people can use to kind of help themselves get that new beginning, can't they?
Well, many tools, and the church has consistently given people opportunities to grow in this life of holiness. And my own training for the priesthood, and I can say this for my five classmates, as well as all the priests that serve here in the local church, mm-hmm. as well as many religious and others who do work in the church, is that we've undergone a process of formation so that we can be aware of how the Lord is working in our lives, and we can also be aware that we are all works in progress, mm-hmm. that none of us can just rest on our laurels and our achievements and say, well, there I am, I'm good enough.
Got her done, yeah.
As soon as we do that, we're headed for trouble. And so this is a time of year where people talk about having a New Year's resolution, and that can, we can say, oh, I'm going to get fit this year, I'm going to be more healthy, I'm going to make better decisions in this area of my life, maybe spend some more time doing the good things, and maybe cut out some vices or bad habits. And we want to recognize, first and foremost, we do not go about this work alone. We do it with the help and grace of a loving God who wants to help his children grow to be a better version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Popular Catholic author Matthew Kelly, he speaks about that on a regular basis, you know, be the best version of yourself.
Right.
And this is a great vision for us in living a new beginning when we start a new year. And so one of the ways to approach this is just to think about the different aspects of what it means to live in human life.
Right.
And in our own training for the priesthood, there were four main areas that we examined our life and how we were preparing to live a life of service to God and his church. And these four areas were the spiritual, certainly in how we pray and live out this spiritual relationship with God. Secondly, in human, and how we live in community with other people and how our decisions that we make are in conformity with truth and the good things and avoiding bad things and bad behaviors. Thirdly, intellectual, how we're growing in our understanding of what God has revealed to us, how we put good things into our mind. And so that means study and growing in a better awareness of the world around me.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, pastoral, or thinking about apostolic work. How do we go out into the world and actually perform the works and deeds that Jesus instructed us to perform? And so very specifically as a priest, you know, much of my pastoral work involves the sacramental life here at the cathedral. And mm-hmm. so I'm involved in helping people prepare for marriage and helping do baptisms, most importantly, celebrating the Holy Eucharist, the sacrifice of the Mass, the source and summit of our faith, but also walking with people as they prepare for their final days here and prepare themselves for eternal life, and mm-hmm. so sacraments of holy anointing. But pastoral work or apostolic work is something for all of us. And so there are many opportunities in this next year to look at these different areas of our lives and see how we can grow and maybe set some goals for ourselves in 2018 of how we can perform the Lord's work in a better way.
Well, I really like that idea. And for, you know, some people might say, well, gosh, Father, you did that because you were in the seminary. But it really can have application really for anyone. You can look at your life in those four areas and kind of do a little self-examination and then maybe a little plan, as you said.
Yes, and I'm going to throw out some recommendations here.
Perfect.
And I know also in our adult evangelization programs here with Dr. Chris Bergwald, this way of seeing things is something that Dr. Bergwald and some of the planners are looking at equipping the faithful here in South Dakota so that they too can become better disciples of Jesus Christ. And so,
Father, and just before you dive into it, don't you think there's just a deep longing for that? I mean, I just hear people in maybe a lot of different ways, and maybe they're not even aware of it, but I think inside all of us, there's that longing to do better.
Oh, there certainly is. We're made for more. As one of the popular Catholic authors, Ralph Martin, talks about, we're made for more. Mm-hmm. We're made for fullness of life. St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the greatest theologians in the Catholic Church, he always pointed that we're aiming towards a beatific vision, the fullness that comes with us being united with God.
Yeah.
And that's what we're made for. And as we grow in our relationship with God, that we too can have a taste of this goodness on earth and that we're always being formed and shaped so that we can become better disciples and live more like Christ each day.
All right. Well, you're going to give us some tools that we might use to get there.
Yeah, and very simple, you know, nothing too extravagant. First and foremost, looking at spiritual formation. And so one of the things we often think about, especially when we examine our conscience, we recognize, well, I should pray more. You know, and that's a thing that many of us, and even myself included as a priest, I have a commitment to daily prayer. I've even taken an oath, a vow to pray certain prayers for the church.
Liturgy of the Hours.
But I still want to pray more, you know, and so there's always opportunities, whether it's Eucharistic adoration or the rosary, or just picking up a devotion, something that perhaps has moved you in your life. It's also an opportunity to think about in 2018, maybe this is a year that you might want to make a retreat. Maybe mm-hmm. take up the opportunity over at Broomtree Retreat Center or Abbey of the Hills, or maybe if not here in Eastern South Dakota, maybe there's another retreat opportunity that you could plan out, set that time aside in your life, and really spend some time with the Lord and experience His love and grace. And lastly, if you really want to go for it, maybe make a pilgrimage. And this could be something really in a different country. Or if you don't have a lot of means, you could still make a nice pilgrimage to any one of the Marian shrines that are right here in the Midwest, maybe even over in La Crosse, Wisconsin, at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, something like that, which could even be a day trip for you. Mm-hmm. And so there's plenty of opportunities to think about growing in your spiritual formation this next year. Now, that's something you want to put on paper. Make a plan, put it on the calendar. And if you need some resources, take the time to get those resources together. Maybe invite some friends with you. And this is a great opportunity to really encounter God's love in a deeper way. And I see people do that just when they come to the cathedral here sometimes, travelers, a group of friends, a prayer group. They come to the cathedral, they pray together, they come to Holy Mass, and I've seen them weep and cry together because they have this friendship and this unity that comes with God, and they've come together with a common effort to grow in their spiritual life.
Beautiful.
And that's a great thing. So if spiritual formation is something that we can all do in 2018.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's move right along.
All right. The next thing I think is human formation. And so one of the first and foremost things we can recognize, we do these examinations of conscience. We go to confession and we get ourselves ready. We want to get straight in the moral life. And we also recognize that God's work is being done in us. We don't try to overcome our defects of character or our shortcomings, maybe little bad habits or vices. We don't try to do that stuff on our own. The Lord will work in our life to help us become the better version of ourselves. And so going about this work of becoming a better human mm-hmm. is something that we do not do on our own. The Lord will help us with His grace.
Beautiful.
And so we can learn about the virtues. We can learn about prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude, and also faith, hope, and love. and God will help us grow, and that will make us a better person. That will help us live out the faith in the world with our brothers and sisters, with our family, with our coworkers. And this human formation is always ongoing. We can also be deformed if we start being lazy, if we don't want to really put in the work to try to be a better person. And so we want to push back against that by looking at the good things that God has shown us how to live. And you can get recommendations from your priest or a pastoral associate, or someone can give you some direction on some areas of growth in those areas.
Perfect. We got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left, Father. So I know you want to get those other two in there yet.
Well, that's great. I think one of the recommendations I have is growing in the intellectual life. And so the grace of the Catholic faith is that there's a wealth of intellectual tradition. And so there are many great books, Lives of the Saints, that you can find even at your local library. So you don't even have to spend money on these things.
Perfect.
I know you can go to the Sioux Falls Library, the Aberdeen Library. You can get books that are written by the popes right there for free. All you need is a library card.
Yep.
And so this growing in the intellectual life is something for everyone. It's free and it's available for you. So use those resources. Talk to your librarian and say, give me some Catholic books. And they have a section. I know, I've been there. Last thing is the lay apostolate. There are plenty works of charity that you can do in your community. And in our communications office, we're involved in supporting and raising up many of those ministries, whether it's the Bishop Dudley House, the St. Francis House, the Banquet. Look for opportunities in your parish to get involved, because all of us are called when we go to Mass to be sent forth, that we're on mission to proclaim the gospel in our thoughts and in our words, but also in what we do. And maybe you want to go for a long ways away and go on a mission trip to Belize or some place like that. I know some parishes do those works. Mm-hmm. Perhaps this is the year that you can participate in one of those apostolic works, and that you too can be part of God's plan of redemption and proclaiming the gospel in distant lands or right here in our own city in South Dakota. And that God has a plan for you, and just reach out to your friends, look in the parish bulletin, look in the bishop's bulletin, and you can see many of the good things that the Lord is inviting you to join in on with members of the church, so that you too can be a part of this in this next year.
What great advice. I appreciate that. And all four areas, and really we kind of need all four, don't we, to be the whole human being that the Lord created us to be.
And they really do. And when we're out there working with people who are poor or less fortunate, we're going to have a greater occasion to pray. And then that's also going to help us be a better human. Mm-hmm. It's going to help us overcome our difficulties. And all these things build into one another. And perhaps we want to learn more about how some of the problems existed in the world today. And so all these areas of human life flow together, and that will make you a better version of yourself. And that will make you and help you become a saint. And that's the goal of all this, to grow in holiness and to become a saint. And you can become a saint in 2018. The Lord has been making saints for 2,000 years, and he will make you a saint as well.
So. Perfect. Father Tim Smith, thanks for being with us. A great way to kick off the 2018 year on Catholic Views. Thanks again.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining us on Catholic Views this year. We hope you join us again next.